through tables and glass. First fall was new. Now watch the summer pass so close to you. Of their winking, while stars sit at bars and decide what they're drinking. They drop by to die, 'cause it's faster than sinking. The answer to answers that you gave later. She did the things that we both did before now, but who forgave her? If I could stand to see her cry,
we'll be right back. Greetings, everybody. It is us, Les and Chris. Are you there, Les?
Yeah, I'm here. Greetings, everybody, and welcome from a lockdown United Kingdom.
Using a new method of communication this week. That was...
Yeah, we tried Zoom.
That was Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts on Sonnet Records, one of 68 singles released this week on the 17th of April 1970. We began with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. What a fabulous single. I was showing Les a couple of weeks ago all of the Crosby, Stills, Nash singles that I do have on the Atlantic label. I don't have this particular one. And I can't believe that the complete album track was on the B-side of a single, Country Girl. The A-side is Teach Your Children. And I'm playing this.
Yeah, that's a great single.
I'm playing this not from the album or the single. I'm playing it from the Argentinian fan club. Can you see this, Les? You can just about see this. The Argentinian fan club version of the film soundtrack Melody featuring the Bee Gees. But at the end of the film, you get Enseña a tus hijos, which translates as Teach Your Children.
Are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. And you, of tender years, you can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Looking for some happiness, but never so lonely, just to find. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
To the left, right, tear you down, rip it up, starting at the county line. To the left, right, tear you down, rip it up, starting at the county line.
With a song written by Harry Nilsson. That's Alan Lake, who was indeed, Les, married to
Diana Dawes.
Yes, and then the poor chap went, once she died, apparently he got more and more depressed, and I think he eventually committed suicide.
Yeah, he killed himself, yeah.
Yeah, so Alan Lake there with a single on Ember Records and Good Times. Prior to that, we began with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young with Teach Your Children Well. In the middle, it was a Dutch band, I'm pretty certain of that, the George Baker Selection and Little Green Bag on Penny Farthing Records.
George Baker went on to make Una Paloma Blanca, which was a worldwide hit.
Incidentally,
Brett Marvin, who you played earlier.
Yes.
Also resurfaced as Terry Dactyl Dinosaurs with a single called Seaside Shuffle.
Yes. And when we were playing that Brett Marvin one, I thought how much it sounded kind of like Mungo Jerry. That sort of jug.
Yeah, no, which was
that jug band sound. And we will come to Mungo Jerry during this year, because we are we've landed our time machine on the 17th of April 1970. 68 singles released. Now, a very big treat. I remember last week, because of the current situation we find ourselves in, you said the least we can do is wave to each other, Les.
Wave to each other, yeah.
Van de Graaff Generator.
That was the title of an album by the next band, which is Van de Graaff Generator.
Yeah, and this is a special... I think we must have re-recorded this, because apparently it's completely different to the LP mix. This is the aforementioned Van de Graaff Generator, featuring Peter Hamill on the vocals.
Peter Hamill, that's correct. Yep.
And this is what we're all going to be soon, if we're not careful, refugees.
Now we're alone.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Setters and their wonderful version of Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye on Upsetter Records. That's produced by that master of reggae, Lee Scratch Perry.
Lee Scratch Perry.
And in the middle, it was the Van de Graaff Generator. How they hope to get into the charts, I've no idea, with that wonderful track called Refugees, Les, on Charisma Records.
Oh, great track.
If you're...
It's amazing, actually. It actually got in.
Got released at all. Coming
different
up.
Different version from the album track, but.
Yes.
But it was good.
Yeah, totally different version. Coming up now, some people that we do know well. Dick Turpin, preceded by Dorian Gray. I'm sure that was neither of their real names. Dorian Gray is singing.
By the way, Na Na Hey Hey.
Yeah.
Went on to become a big hit. Or was it the other week by Steam? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was already Steam last year, I think. And we've played another version, and I can't for the life of me off and remember who we played doing it. But there is another, The Upsetters. This is Dorian Gray. Before we do that, this is me, Chris Bent, and he is Les Newman on the other end of this, a different kind of line today. You're definitely higher up in the mix, Les. Just speak.
Well, it took us a while to get the audio set up, but I think it's a lot better.
Yeah,
probably better than we had last week.
It is better than last week, yeah. Let's listen to Dorian Gray.
See that love isn't blind, and it could be true since I met you, 'cause the world has been a much, much better place. There's a smile on every face.
does this feeling grow? Having you near is sensational magic. I love it, oh, can't you see? I've got you on my mind. You see that love is a blind, but I just don't care if you are there by my side. Sensational magic, I love it. Oh, can't you see? I've got you on my mind. You see that love is divine, and it could be true since I met you, but oh, can't you see? I've got you on my mind.
You see that. Sie hören Chris B. Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
If you got the time, you can find me down in South Dakota.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Oh yeah.
But it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone.
Marvin Gaye, Abraham Martin and John on Tamla Motown, TMG 734. Prior to that, it was Dick Turpin, and If You've Got the Time, What Are You Doing Here? That was on Evolution Records.
Got plenty of time.
And we began with Dorian Gray, and I've Got You on My Mind, Les, on Parlophone Records.
Yeah, which went on to be formed by White Plains, actually made it work.
Next of all, Santana, and this is going to be the mono single edit of Evil Ways. I remember one of the first albums I had bought was that first Santana album, and it's the album I used to experiment with stereo. I got an amplifier from somewhere.
The original Santana album.
Yeah, somehow
the first song.
Is
that the one with Oh Yo Come Apart and a few other things?
Oh Yo Come Apart and Jingaloba.
Yeah,
Soul Sacrifice, probably. It's the one with the African woman on the front of it. Yeah, yeah. Although you can't tell it's an African woman until you... Anyway, I'll get the sleeve out in a moment. I'll examine it for myself. And I must have got a second amplifier from somewhere, and I was already using this ancient... would it be a BSR deck of some sort? And I've got a stereo cartridge for it because I was fed up with all the albums I wanted. I couldn't play them because they were stereo. This is Santana.
Running and hiding all over town. head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
Torpedo Records, we're listening to Les and Les Silky. Foster. And as well as Les and Silky, you're listening to Les and Chris on the radio. These are the tunes that were issued on the 17th of April 1970, seemingly sounding like the same programme every week, and yet they're all totally different tunes, 68 of them this particular week. And I don't want to tell you on Torpedo Records that was, as I say, Les and Silky. We began with some...
That was Les Foster.
Yeah,
that's
Les...
all I can find out about him.
I think that must have been Silky Davis, who we played last week.
Yeah.
Do you remember? We played Silky Davis.
Yeah.
And in the middle, or at the start and the middle, we had Santana, Evil Ways on one side of the single and Jingo Loba on the other side of that single. Let's move on with the Pretty Things then on Harvest Records and their single, It's All About Me and Les, The Good Mr. Squarey Hasn't Got Any Hair.
Through other people. paper, telling yesterday's news.
So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Something to make you change your mind.
Long, long before Ralph McTell had a hit with the Streets of London, there it was, released on the 17th of April 1970, Transatlantic Records. The Johnstons. Have we heard of the Johnstons, Les?
Oh.
Certainly heard of the Transatlantic Record label.
I have.
But the Johnstons. And before that, with Pretty Things and the good Mr. Square, who doesn't have any hair. Didn't bother me then when the record came out in 1970. The Pretty Things were kind of originally sort of rhythm and blues type band, weren't they? And
then
And then about 68 they veered off into psychedelia. They must have found an old Mellotron. Yeah. And then
had one or two different substances changed their perspective.
They found the Mellotron and it changed their lives, and the album was called Parachute. I don't know if Blue Surge Blues, the B-side, was on the album or not.